This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim habayim, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yoimis. We're learning Maseches Gittin, Parakei Mishnah Hei, and Vav Heid, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada lived in the time of the Bayis Sheni. Afterwards, he was in Yavne, and he testified on various halachas that he heard from his rabbeim. Namely, ala chareshes, on a deaf mute who can't hear or speak. She see over that her father married her off. He was makabel kedushin for her while she was a ketana. She's an eshes ishmedar, eshes sheyotze beget. She goes out with the get, even though she's not a bardas, since she could be nisgareish, she could be divorced against her will. Now, ketana bas yisoshin is a kohen, a ketana, who is the daughter of a regular Yisrael, who marries a kohen, even if she's a yisoyma, that her marriage is not midaraisa, sheichelas b'tshuma, she could eat shuma drabanan, and we're not worried. We don't make a gzera that she might come to eat chuma deraisa. But Mason, if she dies, balo yosher, her husband inherits her as a takanas chachamim, that hefker bezin hefker, like it says in Yehoshua, Eila hanachaloi hanachaloi sasher nichalu elazar akoin v'yoshua benon v'roshe ha'avais. V'al hamorosh hagozo, if someone steals a beam, shabenoi, and the robber builds it, babira, into a binyan, sheyito azdamav, that he could, the chamer masakin, the owner of the beam could just collect the money, and the gazan is not obligated to demolish the structure that he built. In order to rectify, people who want to repent, if they would have to return the beam, then they would refrain from repenting. Yal hachata sagzula, an animal that was stolen, that was brought on the mizbeach as a carbon chata, shaloi noida l'rabim, that the rabim did not know that it was stolen, shehim chaperes, it atones for the baal. He doesn't have to bring another chatas mnei tikkun ha-mizbeach, the Gemara explains, so that the mizbeach is not batal. That if we're going to say a chatas gazula, einam chaperas, the kohen will be sad, and that they're makriv stolen animals that are not mechaper, and they're going to refrain from doing the avodah, and the mizbeach will be batal. Mishnah vav loy hoyo sikrikoin b'yehuda v'arugi ha-melchama. Sikrikoin is a Jew. Sikrikoin are Gentiles that were murderers that would frighten Jews with the threat of death until they would give the Gentile their real estate as a redemption. And the halacha is, if somebody buys a field from one of these Sikrikoin, if the original owner could take it away from him. The din of Sikrikoin that we're going to learn later on in the Mishnah did not apply in Yehuda during the war in the times of the Bayis Sheni, where the war of the Romans led by Titus against the Jewish people, because since there was such a threat of death, the people would give it to them wholeheartedly, and if somebody would buy it from these Sikrikoin, it's like buying it from the owner, and the sale is valid. Meharugi ha-melchama ve'ilach. Ve'ilach, meaning after that era of Haruge HaMelchama, that there was no longer a gezerah on Klal Yisrael, yesh b'sikrikoin, there was a din of sikrikoin that the owner could get it back. Ketzad how? Lakach mi sikrikoin, a Jew who bought it from a sikrikoin, v'chaz v'lakach v'alabayis, then he bought it from the original owner. Mekchai bato, the sale is nullified because he never sold him the field willingly, only because of fear of the Sikrikoin. However, in a situation where Mibal Abayis, he first bought it from the owner of Sikrikoin, and then he also paid the Sikrikoin money so that he should be able to keep it, Mekhoi Kayam, the sale is valid and the owner of the field cannot protest. Lakach Manish, if you bought a field from a husband, and then you bought it from the wife, the sale is invalid because the woman could say she didn't really want to sell it, she was just trying to do the husband a favor. But if you first bought it from the wife, and then you bought it from the husband, the sale stands because she can't say I was just doing it as a nachas ruach for my husband because she sold it first. That which we learned earlier, that if you buy it from a sikrika and then you buy it from the balabayas, the mekach is bata, that was the original Mishnah. Aval, but, Bezdin shall achreim amro, later Bezdin decreed halukech misikrikoin, someone who buys from a sikrikoin, noisin la ba'alim raviyah, has to give the owners a quarter. The Gemara explains, a revia of the land, which is a third of the money. For example, if you bought the field for 300 zuz, so you give the owner 100 zuz, because the chachamim were mashar that the sikri coin lowers the price one quarter of the field, because anyway, they basically got it for free, they took it away. Emasai, when does the buyer of the field who bought it from sikri coin could keep it if he pays a quarter? Bizman she'en biyadan likach, where the owners themselves do not have the money to buy the field back. If they have the money to buy the field back, if the buyer comes and they want to give the owner the quarter to be mezaka in the field, the owners could say to the buyer, here is all your money back. You originally bought this amount. Here is the amount you paid the sikri coin. Give us back the field. Rabbi Yudanasi Hoyshev Bezin established a bezin, v'nimnu, and established a halach shim shasa b'fnei sikrikon shemasar chodesh, that if the field remained in the hand of sikrikon for 12 months, kol ha-koydam likach, anyone who advances to buy the field zoicha will be zoicha in it, avol noisen lebalim revia, provided that they pay the owner a quarter. The reason is so that the land does not remain sunk in the hands of Gentiles. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.